Continuing our Coach's Insight programs here on KARE 93.7, Brandon Tamman joined now by Atchison boys basketball coach, that is Pat Battle, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Just the second loss of the season for the Phoenix on Tuesday night at Highland Park. Kind of an odd situation there. Highland Park's gym has a water break. They flood, so they got to move gyms. They go to Topeka West to end up playing that game. But get out on the full floor, you play the game regardless, and it was Highland Park 63-45. Coach, just take us back to that. Kind of an odd situation, but nonetheless, what's kind of an overall thought and takeaway from that game?
Well, I think this, first of all, I think it showed that there's some areas where we got to get better at as we head towards Upstate. They're really good, and they have a good way of kind of exposing some of the things that maybe you didn't see. I thought they sped us up a little bit. I think we have to do a better job executing our stuff, particularly in the half court, because generally sub-state basketball and the end of the season here, the half court becomes, you know, pretty vital. And I felt that you had to tip your cap to them because they play, you know, half court man-to-man defense about as well as anybody that we've seen or will see, in my opinion. So we've got some things to work on, but we'll get it taken care of and move ourselves forward.
Highland Park, always been a really good team, you know, over the last few years, and you got to turn the page and move on. Still 3 games left here in the regular season before we dive into Substate, which we'll talk about a little bit more next week. But a road trip, non-league to Labette County on Friday. What can you tell us about them?
Their record is very deceiving. They have some really solid players. They've got a 6'7" kid that we saw last year that's a really good player. They play well together. They're well coached. They've just been kind of, you know, one of those teams that's been kind of snake bit. But that makes me nervous, you know, when you're the one coming into that. It'll be their senior night. It's their last home game. It's a Friday night. And so it's going to be a dogfight. There's no question about it. And so we're going to have to get prepared, and we're going to have to really pay attention to detail. I really think that's what we have to focus on as we come down the stretch.
Yeah, you guys certainly have had a great season to this point, but still a lot to be accomplished. You know, you look at ways to improve. Coaches will say there's always room for improvement, but just talk about a little bit what you are wanting to see more specifically. You know, what needs to be done, maybe what needs to change, what you want to see improve going into Substate in order for you guys to make a little bit of a run here.
Well, I think our offensive execution, first and foremost, has to improve. We have to set better screens. We have to make better cuts. We have to run through our plays and our sets and the things that we do when we need to do that. And then I think, on the other hand, we have to do a better job at being, you know, better at help defense. So, I mean, just being able to help the helper. That's where there were a lot of breakdowns last night. We got the initial help, but you need to have the secondary help. And that has to improve there. But it's mainly we've got to be, you know, setting our screens, the timing on what we're doing. Has to be better, and so that's really what we'll be focusing on. Honestly, we'd be focusing on that regardless of last night. Last night was, you know, showed us a few things, but at the same time, you know, it's not time to panic, and it's time to, you know, get focused on what's next.
Atchison coming off just the second loss of the season, but again, still 3 more games left at Labette County on Friday. 2 home matchups next week, Meadowlark Conference play against Washington and Schlegel before we dive into that sub-state tournament in Class 4A. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the coverage.